Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Phil Schrimper, the president of JP Flooring, based outside of Cincinnati. Phil, how you doing?
Doing great this morning, Kemp.
Well, I want to talk to you about two things. I want to talk to you about how your business is doing in the wake of this economic slowdown because of the coronavirus, but I also want to talk to you about your showroom and how that had been performing prior to all this. First, though, let me just point out one of the great things about your success is that in high school, you worked in a department store, so you got a merchant background. Then you've been in this flooring business for what, about 32 years? Is that right?
The business has been around for 32 years now, but I've been in the business for about 45 years. First off, one thing I am pleased to say is, you know, everybody at JP Flooring is healthy, and all the families are healthy at this stage of the game. We've obviously taken a lot of precautions here with how we're operating our business, but most importantly, everybody at this point in time is safe and healthy, and I hope so with your family also.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, everybody's healthy here. Your business breaks out, I think, in three different categories. You've got your retail business, you've got your builder business, and your commercial business. So you've shut down the retail side of it, haven't you?
Yeah, that's correct, Kim. You know, like the rest of the country, our governor in the state of Ohio was one of the first ones to come out, kind of say, hey, if you're not an essential business, it's time to look at what you're doing. And we've been preparing for this, and we did. So our retail showroom at this point in time has been shut down. You know, obviously people aren't out shopping anyway. But the good news is, you know, our business is really kind of broken down to a large portion of it is new construction, single-family new construction, and a large portion of it's commercial. So really, you know, that's about 75% of our business, and then the balance being the 25% being the retail component of it. The good news is, starting off this year, I mean, January, we were way up. February, way up. And then, obviously, with being closed these last few weeks of March, you know, we finished up the month about flat. But we are fortunate to still be operating single family and also to in the commercial market today.
Well, I know you fairly well. You and I are about the same age. And you take responsibility. So even though you've shut the retail store down, keeping most of your employees, aren't you?
Absolutely, Kemp. We have not laid anybody off. We started making plans for people to work remotely, getting them set up with being able to get into our operating system. We had a kind of a schedule and a plan on who was going to be here, who's not going to be here. Right now, the majority of our employees are working remotely. You know, if they need to come by to drop something off, but they're in and out of the building pretty quick. Warehouses open up in the morning to get our crews out and receive product for the day, but we're pretty much been early afternoon shutting down for the day. But yes, I mean, it's been extremely important to keep everybody healthy and happy and also employed. Been really fiscally responsible over the years, and right now we're in a position to be able to pay our employees, and when this thing comes out on the backside of it, be ready to go.
Mm-hmm. And you know that this isn't going to last forever. You're doing some housekeeping, you're prepping for recovery now, right? Because, I mean, you're in a competitive marketplace.
Absolutely. You know, in Ohio, you know, we're the land of the giants up here. But yeah, absolutely. And it's one of the things I charge my leadership team with, you know, at the beginning of last week with this thing coming, you know, and obviously staff not being here. Or what are we going to look like coming out of this? You know, what are we doing today to prepare the doors open back up and really kind of taking a look at every part of our operation, every part of the way that we're doing business, kind of taking this time to really prepare, focus, and get things into place to, when the doors open back up, be ready to go. I mean, we are by no means slowing down on, you know, moving forward with plans, moving forward with things that we're working on. And when this thing gets the green light, we're going to be ready to go.
You and I did an interview last fall when we were together at the Floor Expo meeting, and we talked about your showroom. I want to talk about that again because we do a design contest, and your interior design firm entered it as one of the entries. It didn't win, unfortunately. And it's because, you know, if you're in that category of retail, there's some pretty sexy stuff going on in the restaurant business. That's what won versus a flooring store. But I got to see great pictures of your store, and they're fantastic. I mean, you have really done some neat stuff. And I want to do later on in our magazine show some of those pictures because you probably have one of the best-looking retail showrooms in the country.
Well, Kip, I appreciate you saying that. We put a lot of effort and a lot of time and resources into trying to get this thing right this time around. And, you know, our showroom is almost 20,000 square feet, so we got a good footprint to work off with. One of the first goals was, how do we merchandise product properly? How do we get to the right decision faster? And how do we make it really an environment that people want to come in and shop? I tell you, I think we've checked all the boxes on everything we need to do. You know, when you walk in from our ceramic tile presentation to our wood presentation to our LVP category, what we've done in carpet and commercial and all those different segments. It's really, truly unbelievable how the showroom did turn out, and we're very proud of it. We've got some great response from our not only our customers that are coming in the front door, you know, with a wild look on their face, to our, you know, design community, to our the builders who send their clients in here. I mean, it's been received in an extremely positive manner. And I'll tell you, you know, it's been great for business. I mean, we've had a lot of people who've come in, taken a look at it, and where they want to send their homeowners and their customers to make selections and look at all the latest and greatest of what's going on in the flooring business.
Well, you shared with me some numbers before we did the interview that your business was up 20% on the retail side prior to this virus situation. So that's the kind of, if you have a design firm like the one you hired to do it, and you put the money into it, you can get a 20% increase. I mean, I was just reading the write-up they did. Their whole goal was to reduce and simplify. And we've seen research that's been done by some major firms in this category of flooring. The reason a lot of people don't buy is because they get confused, and they go off and buy something else.
We actually reduced what we're showing in the showroom. We just did a better job of showing what we're showing. I mean, if you look at manufacturers' displays, especially in the hardwood category and the tile category, man, it's tough for customers to really visualize what they're buying, set the expectation for it. I mean, you know, we have really went and set up a whole new footprint, you know, with all of our vendors and said, look, this is the way we're going to merchandise. This is the way we're showing product. Almost every one of our vendors stepped up to the plate with custom panel boards that were fabricated, you know, larger format samples on everything. Everything that's in our showroom basically doesn't leave our showroom. We set up a sample system that is unbelievable. We put so much time into the backside of it to make sure that the hot categories, the hot products in our showroom don't leave our showroom. Almost everything that's here, we have, you know, multiple samples of everything set up right outside the warehouse door. We go back there, get the sample. Everything's barcoded. We scan them in, scan them out. We can tell our vendors, you know, what people are looking at, what they're interested in, what we're getting low on samples before we can reorder. And it's been great. I can't tell you how many times that a manufacturer has come in, we put in a new display rack or a new fixture, and you look at it 2 weeks later, and the display's wiped out, and you're out of business on it. Yeah. And you should never be out of business on your hot products.
That's right. So let me tell you something else you did that you wouldn't know unless you see these pictures. You realize how important your people are, and you got to keep them motivated. So you've got this huge sign in your break room that says, be awesome, and you've got, I guess, a message from Phil to your salespeople about what needs to happen next.
We have done so many cool things. Of course, part of the showroom remodel was also the office remodel, the interior remodel, and been bringing this whole thing in together. You know, we've got a large messaging center, not only for in the showroom to kind of talk about different promotions and hot trends, the topics in our showroom for our customers, but also in our office area. You know, we've put together large screens that are just flashing, whether it be anything from people's birthdays to work anniversaries to Google reviews that are up on the screen to important dates or any messaging or people who are visiting our building. Just a whole internal messaging center for our employees, which is great. I hired a chef to work here several days a week to cook lunch for all of our employees, which has been fantastic. People kind of looked at me like, what do you mean you hired a chef? But our whole break room back there is such a large, I think it's roughly 2,500, 3,000 square feet in our break room back there with a full-service kitchen. And literally we have lunch served several days a week for all the staff, and it's great because I got my warehouse people eating lunch with my operations people and the sales people, and everybody's back there, and it's great.
That's the soft stuff that works. Okay, let me ask you real quick, what's Phil's advice to the retailers out there? How long is this going to last? What are we looking at here?
You know, Kemp, it's a moving target right now, and as we record this today, by the time next week, it's going to change again. You know, right now, I don't think anybody 3 weeks or a month ago thought our whole economy would be basically put into a, you know, medically induced coma like it has, and it's been devastating for a lot of different industries out there. I mean, from the restaurant industry to hospitality to you name it, the airlines, everybody's been affected by this. Kemp, I will tell you, one of the things that I've always tried to do around here with our employees, vendors, everybody alike is remaining positive. We always believe in the resiliency of the American economy and for us as a country to get through this, and I truly believe we are going to get through this. Most importantly for us today is remain positive. Look forward to the future. Look forward to better days ahead because they will come. Days like this, it's kind of hard for everybody to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it will be there. We're going to come out of this as a country and also as our company. We're going to be stronger because of it.
All right, Phil. It's good to catch up with you. Thanks for being with us again. Been talking to Phil Shrimper, the president of JP Flooring, based in Westchester, Ohio, outside of Cincinnati. And you've been listening to Kemp R and FloridaAlley.net.